Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got a really unique and I think fascinating mission ahead of us.
It's a bit of a different one, for sure.
Yeah, we're not sifting through, stacks of white papers or endless data sets.
No, not at all.
Instead, we are taking one single, incredibly concise finding, a powerful sentence that one of you actually shared with us.
And we're going to use it as a kind of blueprint to map what looks like a massive shift in, well, and how business is being done.
Exactly. It's an exercise in pulling out the maximum meaning from really the minimum amount of text.
It is. And the observation itself is so potent. It's what's going to guide our whole discussion. It's just this. Emerging platforms offer tailored support for independent transactions.
That's it. Seven words. But when you really start to look at them, I mean, they describe a fundamental rewiring of the marketplace.
Yeah.
We really have to analyze the components here, the implications of words like emerging and tailored. It's not about the volume of information.
Right. It's about the depth. What's so fascinating is just how much innovation is packed into that short phrase.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the big picture. The key relationship seems to be between emerging platforms and independent transactions.
It is.
That combination, to me, signals that the old way of doing things, the default architecture for business,
which was always built for big institutions for standardization.
Exactly. It's finally starting to crack under the pressure of all this individualized, decentralized activity.
That's the perfect way to put it. That is the crux of the issue. For decades, if you wanted to conduct business, you had to contort your transaction to fit the massive legacy systems.
You had to play by their rules on their field.
Completely. The big banks, the established marketplaces, the generic legal templates.
Yeah.
You name it. And look, that worked fine for, the simple exchange of standardized goods.
But the global economy isn't like that anymore.
Not at all. It's become incredibly specialized, niche, and highly, highly custom.
So before we go any further, we probably need to define what we mean by an independent transaction. We're not just talking about like small dollar value stuff, are we?
No, absolutely not. That's a key distinction. This implies transactions that have a level of complexity or uniqueness that standard systems just can't handle.
They don't fit in the box.
They don't. An independent transaction is one that defies easy categorization. Let's think of an example. Imagine a highly specialized industrial designer in Berlin.
Okay.
And she's creating custom components for a niche robotics manufacturer over in, say, Malaysia.
Right. That's already a complex setup.
It is. That single transaction needs bespoke contracts. It needs specific cross-border compliance checks for maybe hazardous materials, dynamic IP agreements.
And payment systems that can handle two completely different regulatory environments.
Precisely. And that transaction is just way too unique for a generalized service. You know, your standard credit card processor or a simple wire transfer, they can't handle it. Not securely or efficiently anyway.
So what was the big problem before? What was the barrier?
Systemic friction. Just friction everywhere. Historically, if your deal was that unique, you had maybe three options.
Okay.
One, spend a fortune on lawyers to manually draft everything. Two, just abandon the deal because it was too much of a headache.
Or three, the risky option.
A very risky one. Yeah. Settle for an insecure handshake deal and just hope for the best.
Okay.
The market was essentially telling all these innovators, all these niche players,
form or fail.
You must simplify your business to fit our model or you don't get to play.
Okay, so that raises a really important question for me, though. If the need was always there, why didn't the giants step in? You know, the PayPals or Amazons of the world. Why didn't they just build an add-on for this?
Right, like a special API or something.
Yeah. Why is the solution emerging from new platforms instead of just being a feature update from an existing one?
That's a fantastic question, and it really gets to the nature of legacy infrastructure.
Mm.
Large established platforms are built on decades of standardized data models.
Right.
Their risk models are designed for volume, for predictability. Their compliance is all about uniformity. To try and retrofit a truly tailored dynamic system onto that kind of foundation.
It would be like trying to put a jet engine on a horse-drawn cart.
It's often more expensive and more difficult than just starting from scratch.
Okay, that's a vital distinction. Which brings us right to that second key element, the emerging platforms.
Yes.
This implies new infrastructure, agile tech, maybe entirely new business models designed specifically to solve these bespoke problems.
They're purpose-built. That's the key. They aren't bogged down by all that legacy data or the need to serve the lowest common denominator of transactions.
So they can be incredibly focused.
A laser-like focus. They can pick a niche, say, the compliant exchange of fractional ownership in digital real estate or audited B2B contracts for a very specific supply chain and just solve that problem perfectly.
And I imagine that's where the profitability is. They solve the 99% complexity problem for a niche audience that the 80% solution of a general platform couldn't even touch.
Exactly. And that focus leads us directly to the most critical, the most innovative term in this entire finding.
Tailored support.
This is where the magic happens. Tailored support means we're moving way beyond a simple legal template or a generic escrow service.
So what does it mean practically?
It implies a deep technological recognition of the unique needs of these non-standard exchanges. The platform itself adapts automatically to the specific risk, legal, and payment needs of the two parties involved.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, the platform is doing the heavy lifting, the really sophisticated, custom, legal, and technical work.
It's systematizing what used to require an army of expensive consultants. That's a great way to think about it.
Okay.
Let's go back to our Berlin designer and the Malaysian manufacturer. The platform recognizes that their transaction needs, say, dynamic escrow that's linked to specific engineering milestones.
Right. So the money is only released when a certain part is verifiably built?
Exactly. But another transaction, maybe involving a financial derivative, it needs a completely different set of tools. Counterparty risk assessment, different regulatory reporting.
A traditional platform would just treat them both like you're buying a book.
Precisely. A tailored platform treats each one like it's specialized surgery.
But I can hear the counterargument already, and this is important. If the support is so custom, how can it possibly be trustworthy or scalable?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, doesn't that specialization introduce its own unique risks, especially with regulations? If I'm looking at one of these platforms, I'd be thinking, this is great for my niche, but is it secure?
Am I going to get burned because the system is too flexible?
Exactly.
And that's where the tech that's underneath the emerging platform comes in. The support is tailored, yes, but the security mechanisms are institutional grade and they're powered by automation.
So you're talking about that things like smart contracts.
That's a big part of it. Smart contracts are essentially these dynamic agreements built into the platform. They automatically execute payments or release collateral only when very specific, predefined, and unique conditions are met.
So the platform isn't just offering a suggestion. It's providing the digital skeleton that actually enforces the bespoke agreement.
It is the enforcement mechanism.
Huh.
And beyond that, tailored support relies heavily on advanced API integrations for compliance.
What does that look like?
So if a deal needs to comply with a German trade law and a Malaysian import regulation at the same time,
right,
the platform uses specialized API layers to dynamically check and verify both of those requirements during the transaction. Mm-hmm. It's not just a static checklist. It's dynamic risk assessment.
So instead of being a risky one-off, the tailored part actually means the platform is intelligently managing the complexity.
It is. It's allowing these high-value bespoke deals to happen safely and at the speed of the internet.
You know, it feels like it democratizes complexity.
That's the perfect word for it. Historically, only massive corporations could afford the legal teams to execute these kinds of deals across borders.
Right.
Now, these emerging platforms are providing that same capability, that scaffolding, to independent actors and small businesses.
So if we synthesize all this, if we boil it down from that one powerful sentence, what's the key takeaway?
It's a fundamental shift in economic architecture. The infrastructure that supports decentralized, individualized exchange is abandoning the generalist, one-size-fits-all approach.
And it's moving toward these purpose-built, specific, and technologically custom systems.
It means the barriers to entry for complex, niche, and highly valuable economic activity are just. They're dissolving. The future of independent transactions is highly specific because the support is finely tailored to their unique friction points.
You know, this really empowers the edges of the economy. It allows non-traditional players.
For sure.
You know, specialized artists selling digital work with complex licensing or small firms managing cross-border logistics. It lets them operate with institutional-grade risk management.
But without all the bureaucracy, all the overhead that standardization used to demand. It's a massive enabler for global specialization and innovation.
So that single sentence really is an economic forecast.
It is. It's a strong signal. It tells us that investment and innovation are flowing directly into the solutions that systematize the bespoke. The market is finally responding adequately.
That is a really powerful conclusion to draw from just 7 words.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, so that leaves us with one final thought. Given that these platforms are emerging and the support is so tailored, It makes you wonder what's possible now.
Mm-hmm.
What specific, maybe even unconventional types of transactions that were completely blocked by the friction of the old systems are now suddenly viable? What previously theoretical market or asset class is now all of a sudden economically practical just because this dedicated infrastructure exists?
That is a great question.
Something for you to mull over as you step back into the world.